أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان صدق الله العظيم إن شاء الله for this month we plan to do some explanation of this beautiful surah of the Quran surah al-Rahman and if time permits then inshallah we'll continue with the next surah that is surah al-Waqi'ah. With regards to Surah Ar-Rahman, we find one hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that this surah is the bride of the Quran. When generally we look at a bride, that bride is adorned, she is decorated, she is beautified, and in a similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, the whole Quran is beautiful, the whole Quran is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this surah, we see more the beauty and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the important facts with regards to the surah, they are those commentators of the Quran Kareem that have stated that this surah was revealed as early as the Makki period, the period before the hijrah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one very important fact that has been attached to the surah, Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah alayhi has narrated that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in that what has happened to you when I recited this surah to you, you remained silent. And this was generally the habit of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. It was not a fault or a blemish that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pointing out. That Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum often remained absolutely silent when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran and more especially when he would recite a fresh revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when I recited this surah to the jinn and the Laylatul Jinn, according to most of the historians and commentators, had taken place in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's biography before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had went. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited them towards Allah. They were absolutely affected by this Quran Kareem. And amongst the recitations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Ar-Rahman. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to the very famous ayah of the surah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the ni'mats of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you deny? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing both man and jinn. Then the jinn replied to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعَمِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبْ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. There is absolutely not a single ni'mat of our Rabb do we deny, and all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was a response that they had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because this incident had taken place before or prior to the hijrah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some commentators have stated that this surah was revealed before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are, however, some that have stated it was revealed after the hijrah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adorned the surah with a very great amount of beauty and very great thought-provoking aspects of the surah. The very subject matter of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about five different aspects, just an overview of the surah. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Quran Kareem that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course to the whole of mankind. We'll discuss that then. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's qudrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, Allah ta'ala's creation. That when we look at the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about particularly here, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not spoken about some of them in other parts of the Quran Kareem. And if he has done, he has spoken about it differently in this surah. And that gives us a very great idea of the qudrat, the power, the might of Allah by the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about Jannat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about Jahannam. the third and the fourth aspect. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us again our journey, where we are going to and how we are going to. However, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two different groups. The two different groups, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights them in the next surah, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. One are the sabiqoon as-sabiqoon, those who are the muqarrabun, those who are close servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next group, those who are pious and righteous. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even divided mankind into different groups, and the people of Jannah also in different groups. And the last aspect we discuss about the surah, that we will find that this surah in actual fact is a combination, or it brings about a combination of three things. One is the qudrat, the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His ni'mats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's boons and Allah's favors upon us. And that is why He often asks us in the surah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And then thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to make shukr and to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors. Now, one very important aspect about the surah, when we speak about this adornment and the beauty of the surah, we will find that 31 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That response from us, that are we really making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also very, very beautiful here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Jahannam. Now in other parts of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jahannam, and Allah says, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابُ. That Jahannam has seven doors. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that, mentions, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, also only seven times in between those ayat. And then we will find when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about different categories of Jannah two times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated that Jannah has eight doors. Eight doors will be open for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people of Salah will enter from the Bab of Salah, the door of Salah. The people of Sadaqah will enter from the door of Sadaqah. The people who fast will enter from the door of Rayhan. And that Rayyan, and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives different examples. But when we look at the surah, we will find that there are eight doors of Jannah. And on two occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah. And on both the occasions that Allah speaks about it, each time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَا, eight times each. So we will find that the surah, the beauty of the surah manifests itself in different ways, and hence we will explore the surah for us to understand. But obviously we need to make one niyah, one intention, that it becomes a means of our hidayat, our guidance, our recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our islah and our reformation. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.